producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about, I know this week we had a lot of headlines, the new mammogram guidelines, which I think are the biggest bunch of, you know, crap I've ever seen in terms of mammogram guidelines. Really, you know, just put it off till you're in your mid-40s. And then do them every year, boom, 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 boom. And then when you're in your 50s, you can start cutting back a little bit. What? What? Am I the only one that thinks that's absolutely ridiculous? Can talk about that. Many of you guys were told that no alcohol whatsoever is allowed when you're pregnant. Nothing, nada. And we reviewed why, you know, that happened, why the American, I believe it was the American Academy of Pediatrics, brought up that recommendation. Because it's your guys' fault, okay? You know gosh darn well that there's studies in Europe saying a little bit of alcohol doesn't hurt nobody. But the problem is when you tell an American that a little bit is okay, they do a lot of it. And you guys have no idea how to control yourself. All right. I think what we've come to learn in this beautiful country of ours is that the media over-exaggerates. So when you hear, all right, we're being told that a little bit is okay, you're like, wait a second. If the media is going to over-exaggerate a risk and the media is telling us a little bit is okay because they're drinking in Europe, then that means we're fine. Nobody really trusts the media anymore. Nobody listens. So all of a sudden, a study comes out saying, all right, you can do a little this, a little bit of that, a little tipple here, a little tipple there. And then you guys just go absolutely crazy. So over the past, I don't know how many years, many of you guys are drinking when you're pregnant. No. Okay, we have absolutely no idea what alcohol does to the fetus. There were studies back in the 80s that actually saw issues with kids with learning disorders and behavior issues. And certain neurological development. Fetal alcohol syndrome has been a main concern why we tell people not to drink, because mothers who would drink during pregnancy put their child at risk for fetal alcohol syndrome. But what ended up happening is a lot of these babies, they weren't identified to have fetal alcohol syndrome, so that you don't have the facial characteristics till later. So that didn't seem to sway people. So doctors had to come out and say, guys, that's it, no more. And girls, too, because, you know, girls get pregnant also. So they said, that's it, you're done. No alcohol whatsoever. Now you guys are all complaining, and you're crying, and you're whining. What do you expect? All right. Well, there should be more studies, Dr. Dahlia. You guys aren't doing enough. Where's the studies? Where's the studies? How many pregnant women are you going to get to volunteer to sit there and drink when they're pregnant? Actually, wait a second. Yeah. There may be. Okay. How about from ethical standpoints? Okay. How many doctors are going to allow their pregnant patients to volunteer for a study where they drink, all right, and then they, you know, examine the babies over and over and over again to see if there's any changes? And nobody's going to do that. There's all these ethical reasons, too. All right. Well, you know what, Dr. Dahlia, honestly, you doctors are all a bunch of wussies. You know, you don't stand by your convictions. If you believe in something, just go, no. We aren't allowed to have convictions as doctors. We're not allowed to. Why? Because we'll get sued. If I tell a pregnant woman that she can drink her margarita or her mojito every Friday night, and that kid has some sort of learning disorder later after that kid is born, I could get sued up until the age of that kid being 18. Statutes of limitations, 18. This kid could come back and sue me. So 18 plus the 9 months, that's a lot of years. So now, I mean, as a doctor, I'm gonna say too, guys, no alcohol. That's it. No alcohol. You could go 9 months without alcohol. You can't. Now, mind you, remember I told you guys that when I was pregnant, all the nurses around me, because everybody was all excited that I got pregnant, I wasn't drinking alcohol, and they were trying to see if they could get me to drink. I'm like, no, I don't want to drink alcohol. Leave me alone. I'm pregnant. What are you doing? And Dr. Wicker, who was one of my favorite doctors ever, and he's passed, and may he rest in peace. And I'm sure he's watching over me going, I taught you better than that. Oh, my gosh, really? Okay, you should have been a better doctor than you are. But anyway, Dr. Wicker yelled at me and the nurses at this one party. And he said some choice words. You know, he would say choice words that I can't say on air. Going, I don't understand that. You're scaring women into not drinking. You know, we used to use alcohol to stop preterm labor. What are you doing? Women can drink. What are you guys doing? You're scaring these patients. But, again, you know, he practiced in a time years ago when you didn't have all the lawsuits and all the responsibility. And, you know, it's a different world. And when I started to go into preterm labor with my second, I called him up going, I need you to meet me at the hospital. All right, because it looks like I'm starting to have contractions. And he told me to have a drink. And I was like, well, you're not supposed to. And he starts yelling at me like, all right, but I have no alcohol in the house. He's like, you got to have something. So my husband had a wine cooler. So I opened up and I took a couple sips of that. And he said, let me know if the contractions stop or if they continue. And the contractions stopped. Okay, now I know a lot of you guys are like, well, you know, how's my son? I mean, he's okay. I mean, you know, sometimes I think he runs around, you know, with his tongue hanging out of his mouth and googly-eyed, but that's just because he looks like me. That's just a phenotypic genetic expression. I don't think that has anything to do with those couple sips of wine cooler I had. But, I mean, it did. It worked. It stopped the preterm labor. So now that we have other medications that don't seem to cause fetal alcohol syndrome and other sorts of neurological sequelae, nobody, you know, uses alcohol anymore for parents going through preterm labor. But, you know, it's interesting how things have changed from the way medicine used to be and the way medicine is now. And now we are, everybody's crossing their T's and dotting their I's, and it's no alcohol whatsoever. So, unfortunately, you guys have to live with that. That it was your fault. You drank too much. Okay? You completely took advantage. Your fault. Okay, so when we come back, I'm not sure if we're coming on break, but I think we're coming on break. President Obama had likened the Republicans to a grumpy cat, or the grumpy cat. Why are cats grumpy? We're going to talk about why cats are grumpy and what we could do about it. Because I got cats, I got dogs. Dogs are completely different. And we find out from an evolutionary standpoint, they just evolved into being cooler animals than cats. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John, who is working the dials. I know he's doing a damn good job, isn't he? He knows how to work those dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in and for not turning off the dial. I know who to thank. Thank you guys for doing that. It's so easy for you guys to shut it off. No, I see you. Don't shut it off. Leave it on. I can see you. I know. When you're in the radio studio, you got like this big, you know, master commander GPS thing. I can tell who's listening and who isn't. So, oh man, somebody just shut it off. Well, we'll talk about him later. Somebody just shut it off. Anyway, the rest of you, keep the radio on. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, if any of you guys are in the Las Vegas area, I know you guys listen coast to coast, it's Halloween, right? We're coming up on Halloween. time. I cannot wait. So exciting. And there's nothing more cool than mixing Halloween with a car show. I love car shows. And what's even cooler is mixing it for a good cause. So the New Horizons Learning Center at 6701 West Charleston, Charleston and Redwood, kind of a block east from Rainbow, classic car show, trunk or treating, so kids could get candy in the trunks of these classic cars from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's going to be music and games, and everything benefits, all money benefits the New Horizons Center for Learning scholarship programs for kids with learning differences, autism, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, etc. So please check that out, the Monster Mash Car Bash at 6701 West Charleston today, Rainbow and Charleston. Okay, great. So, okay, you know, the GOP didn't, you know, get their panties up in a bunch when Hillary Clinton, during the Democratic presidential debate, said the Republicans were the enemy. You know, they were talking about who did I make enemies with, or she said the Republicans are the enemy, whatever. Nobody was upset with that. But everybody, right, has now their hair standing on the back of their head because President Obama likened the Republican Party to Grumpy Cat. He says, overall, though, we're making enormous progress in a speech he made at the Women's Leadership Forum. And it does make you wonder, why is it that Republican politicians are so down on America? He says, I mean, they are gloomy. They're like Grumpy Cat. Okay, well, now everybody's all insulted. And, you know, so I wanted to look at this because I got cats and I got dogs. And I got to admit, if anybody said I was like one of my cats, I would probably be really insulted because one is really slutty. The other one is just outright stupid. And the boy, he's just a jerk. I mean, he's a real son of a piece of work. So I would be insulted. Now, I guess Grumpy Cat, who the president was referring to, is this picture of a cat where, I don't know, the cat just looks like he's scowling, and it's been all over the place. I think the cat's name is Henry, I don't know. And so everybody's kind of looking at, I don't know what the grumpy cat's name is, but, you know, it's just a cat that sits there and just looks grumpy. But I guess there's a reason for this. So this is very interesting. British anthrozoologist John Bradshaw, in his latest book, Cat Sense, he delves into the depths of the kitty cat psyche. Yeah, these cats have psyche. I wouldn't dare investigate. I mean, I am so scared to death of my cats and their claws, but apparently he has the cojones to go into their psyche. All right? Just, whew, just don't go near Shaky Boo. Ooh, Shaky Boo is so grumpy. And he said that their ability to be social is only a few thousand years old, as opposed to dogs, okay? He told NBC News that the cat's domestication is incomplete in terms of its need to continue hunting and in terms of its ability to socialize. One of the consequences is that it has a rather unexpressive face. So he's saying unexpressiveness of the cat's face is why we think it's grumpy. Okay, I say no. He's giving the cats too much credit. Okay, my cats know how to do a happy face, and they know how to do a grumpy face. And I got to tell you, my cats know exactly. Domesticated my foot. By the way, this whole hunting theory, there was a cricket running around the house. So I had the cats deal with the cricket. It's still alive. The cricket's been running around for a week. All they do is play with the cricket. They don't eat it. They don't kill it. So my cats don't hunt. They're domesticated. They're just stupid. Anyway, all right, so they say their face serves as a blank canvas on which we project our own ideas of what a cat is thinking. Whether it's cute kittens having these little baby seductive poses, he says, or Grumpy Cat, who's a girl, by the way, scowling her way, there's supposed to be some sort of a line between their domesticated cuteness and killer instinct. My cats have no killer instinct and they're not cute. Now, a dog, he says, is different. In his volume, Dog Sense, dogs have co-evolved with us humans for tens of thousands of years. So their facial expressions and behaviors are a lot more well-tuned to our own. Also, dogs started to develop eating carbs and starchy diet because we would feed dogs. Cats, however, they say, is biologically incapable of going strictly vegetarian, and they can't taste sweets. Well, no wonder the cats are giving you guys dirty looks. You're trying to make them a vegetarian. Cats don't want to be vegetarian. Humans don't want to be vegetarian. Mind you, I commend the vegetarians. I think they're probably the healthiest people out there and some of the smartest people out there. But you tried to make me a vegetarian, I'll be scowling. Okay? Don't be giving me vegetables. Okay? A cat's reliance on meat rather than starch is thought to be the reason why they were domesticated in the first place. Yeah, very, very interesting. Shaky Boo. When he comes to eat, I try to give him a carrot. He wants the meat. And they have to be cut into little succulent cutlets for him. He just has to eat his tuna fish and his meat. And that's just Shaky Boo. Oh, boy, my whole life has to revolve around him. The dog does what I want, but I have to do what the cats want. It's ridiculous. So they say the cat-human relationship was first forged in the Fertile Crescent to protect granaries from mice and rats. Wild cats were caught and tethered to keep watch on the grain. They say ancient Egyptians eventually bred cats as household pets and even revered them as gods. That's where it started. My cats sit there like Cleopatra. And they act like we are supposed to come and bring them food and rub their tummy and just do whatever. That's what they do. They lie there like Egyptian pharaohs. That makes sense. All right. And then he says in NBC News, the rest is history. Okay. Yeah, that was very, very funny. All right. So our animals are half domesticated. So you need to really train your animal. In the meantime, realize that they're not lovey-dovey. Okay? They're still gonna scratch your eye out. They're still gonna do things. They just, you know, dogs are, you know, everybody says dogs are dumber than cats. They're really not. Okay? Cause you could train them. It's just cats are more instinctive. I guess. They say scents, like a urine spray, are how cats signal the presence to each other. That's true. I had a dress that fell off the hanger in the closet. It was on the floor, and the cat went and peed on it. Why? Because he wants to tell the other cat that that's how you handle the owner. So, apparently, they rub up against each other. That signals acceptance. And sometimes they also try to share their scent. And they say it's a compliment when your cat rubs up against you. When I try to, you know, rub my head up against cat, they don't like that. They also really don't like tickle tummy. Okay, why? Just because they don't. But I do it anyway because I want to. You know, just a little tickle tummy. Just a little tickling tummy will come over. And they're dee-dees. I think they like it. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The dog, you got to be very careful. We have a dog, and he's, like, really well endowed. And when he gets excited, you know, you just stay away from his underbelly, period. It's just a very, very scary thing. All right. And they say house cats tend to be selected for their docility and friendliness to humans. If you guys have a cat that's friendly, I mean, wow. Keep it and don't spay or neuter it. I would have that cat make babies. Okay, because, I mean, you have a cat that actually likes humans. These are the types of cats we need. And then let me see, try not to put your cat down, okay? If you're going to breed your cat, make sure the cat's a good cat. If your cat's mean or grumpy, don't breed it. So that's the, you know, truth behind animals, okay? You like? No? Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really don't get fish. Some of you guys really think your fish loves you. There is no way that fish is demonstrating love. If you tap on the glass and the fish comes up to you to look at your, you know, face or whatever, that doesn't mean the fish likes you. Okay, that just means the fish is like, you know, does this mean I could get the hell out of the tank? Okay, fish, you can't come up with, you also can't come up with a bird. Everybody thinks a bird likes them. No, they don't. The bird poops on you. What kind of a sign of affection is that? Okay, when we come back, we need to talk about dietary supplements. All right? I want to know, have any of you guys had any side effects with dietary supplements? Because there's a lot of concern of the safety of these things. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess Oregon's Attorney General is suing GNC, General Nutritional Corporation, saying that the popular chain knowingly sold spiked supplements that were spiked allegedly with unmarked illegal ingredients. The ingredients Picamilon and BMPEA, also called quote-unquote hidden speed, are not approved in the U.S., not considered either natural or safe. They were quote-unquote hidden inside supplements with names such as Jet Fuel Superburn and Phenol Core Weight Management. According to Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum, she says it is scary to know that certain products sold by GNC contain an ingredient that is not even labeled. When Oregonians buy a dietary supplement, they deserve to know if the ingredients in the products are safe and comply with the law. There are 25 GNC stores in Oregon that sold thousands of these products over the span of a couple of years. Spokesperson for GNC says the chain doesn't comment on pending litigation. So, right now, the FDA, I've had over this week, I don't know how many emails asking, all right, which supplements are safe? When they go to the health food store, which supplements are FDA approved? Well, that's a tough one because most supplements aren't. Okay? You got tons of dietary supplements. You got fiber out there. You got the omega-3s. You got St. John's wort. You got echinacea. You got acidophilus. You got saw palmetto. You got slews and slews of vitamins and minerals. And I guess for the FDA to approve them, it usually has to be prescriptive. Livestrong.com has a list here of supplements approved by the FDA. And I guess the FDA, as we know, it does not require supplement manufacturers to submit the products to the FDA for review nor receive FDA approval before marketing. So you're kind of on your own. But they say cobalamin, your vitamin B12, because there's a liquid form that's manufactured as a prescription, that B12 shot is FDA approved. So basically, if it's in prescription form, it's FDA approved as long as it's a valid prescription. Same thing with folic acid. I could write as a prescription folic acid. Yes, you can get it over the counter, but if you get prescriptive, pharmaceutical grade folic acid, that's FDA approved. I think Fol-B also has vitamin B12, folic acid in it. That prescription would be FDA approved, okay? There's a vitamin D, 50,000 IU weekly dose some of you guys get. Ergocalciferol, that vitamin D supplement is technically FDA approved. Again, why? Because it's in a medicinal prescriptive form. Potassium chloride, also there's some FDA forms of that, but for the most part, no. Your dietary supplements are not regulated. So you could go to a store, like GNC has a very good history. GNC has a very good name. It is a very good brand of stores that sell health food supplements. But I guess they were selling stuff that had spiked supplements. And when I hear something like that, I worry they all could be spiked. All right? And I mean, you know, whether it's poisonous, whether it's cancerous, whether it's just too much of an amount. I mean, the big thing we have, the big problem. Oh, sorry about that. The big issue we have is, you know, you could be taking something and think it's like 50 milligrams or 40 milligrams, but, you know, if it's not regulated, what if you're getting 100 milligrams? That could overdose you. We don't know. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Gay on the phone. Hey, Gay.
Hi, doctor. Hi. I met you years ago when you talked to the Republican women up here at Sun City Anthem.
Oh, awesome.
I'm calling on, I just heard you mention vitamin B6, mm-hmm. and I am taking that for my neuropathy and my ankles.
Good.
So I wanted to check that out with you since you had mentioned it.
But hey, are you taking, not to interrupt, sweetie, are you taking the vitamin B oral pills or are you getting B12 injections?
Oh, I take the oral pills, the one that go under okay. the tongue.
Uh-huh.
And,
okay.
lingual. Anyway.
I mean, here's the thing. Most of us take B supplements and we've been fine. I mean, I'm not overly worried, but this was just, unfortunately, you know, there could be other ingredients in there or it may be a milligram that we don't know because they're not being regulated. What I usually recommend is check with your doctor. Hopefully it's a good, well-known brand and hopefully it's been somehow tested to make sure that it doesn't have adulterated parts to it type of thing.
Oh, my. Okay. My doctor prescribed the B6.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway, that wasn't the reason I was calling. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk to you about the pet overpopulation, which has been prevalent since I was having babies, which was 43 years ago. And at that time, there were 33 kittens born for every human being born in our country.
Oh, wow.
And it has increased. It just pyramids. It is like a giant pyramid. And so I just wanted to say to you, when I first heard you talk about the male dogs and your dog is well endowed, I was surprised you haven't had him neutered, because that that would stop a lot of frustration, because male dogs can smell a female and heat.
He was neutered.
A mile away.
He was neutered. And all our pets have been neutered, because we are for spaying and neutering. I just don't want anybody to spay or neuter a pet that, I mean, if they have a cat that's actually friendly, I would really like to breed a specimen like that. So I'm for spay or neutering. So my cats and dogs, they all have them. That's why, like I said, I'm really scared of the dog, because he's very big.
Oh, I heard you say he was well endowed, so I thought he hadn't been clipped. But I'm glad you neutered your pets, but there are so many cats in this world, and there are plenty of them that are loving, that if you were to have a litter, just to be having a litter to pass them on, people could go out and find many others that are loving and need homes. And and it's I definitely am against that, because I used to have to put so many to sleep.
Oh, I bet. That's hard. That's right. I mean, I love animals so much, I can't see them put to sleep. Exactly. I don't know.
Well,
it's just gay. I just really feel unloved by my cats. And you know, and so I'm glad I spayed and neutered them, because I would really be afraid to see what their offspring would do to me. But I got to tell you, man, you know, you have people that say their cats are, like, so lovable. And if we could just breed those, you know, and evolve them like dogs, I think, you know, we wouldn't have this whole grumpy cat issue that we do.
Well, how do you know that the parent cat, your grumpy cat, would not have nice kittens? I mean, there are plenty that...
I don't know. He's a jerk. Shaky Boo. Gay. What? Next time I speak to your group, I'll bring Shaky Boo. And, I mean, you'll wonder why I didn't just put him to sleep, period. I mean, that's how grumpy he is.
Yeah, there's so many nice cats out there, but all I'm saying is I don't think you need to encourage anybody to breed, because there's so many people that aren't educated and will go ahead and allow their dogs and cats to breed.
You're right.
Our tax dollars destroy them at the shelters.
You're right. No, you're right. Spay and neuter your pets, guys. You're right. You're right. Thank you, gay sweetie. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know, it's so hard. I just try to give my cats love. The dog loves you back, but the cats just look at me like I'm an idiot. You know, I feel so good. You know, some days I come home, I have a great radio show, saw patients. Patients love me, right? You know, my friends love me. You know, I don't get any insults from my family. And I come home, and then I get treated like crap by the cats. Yeah, it would just be so nice to have some new, you know, cat species that I still love them. And that's why we cat lovers love our cats. There's something about, you know how you always fell for the wrong guy going to school? You know, the guy that treated you wonderfully was not the one you were interested, but the guy that treated you like crap was the one you always wanted. Same thing. Because when you get that 1 millisecond look of approval by that boyfriend or that cat, it makes your day. I don't know. That psyche needs to be evaluated. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing
releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by Le Cig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
Le Cig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. Le Cig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia show. Yes, I do talk too much. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your comments. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got Joe on the line. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
doing, Doc? Dr. D.
Good.
I just heard you say about the cyanocobalamin. And there's intrinsic factors in your stomach because if you take it and just swallow it, you're only getting part of it, maybe 80% of it. Take it sublingually, you get more. But I've done a little bit of research on this, and I found something called methylcobalamin, which is a liquid form. And they say that one dropperful, which I believe is 1 milliliter, which I take every day or a couple times a day, they say that almost could be close to being an equivalent to a B12 shot. And there's something about cyanocobalamin that reacts with CoQ10 and blocks it or does something. Do you know about that? Or
I mean, I thought the methylcobalamin was also an injectable form. And, you know, it just, you know, instead of, you know, it has, I guess, the methyl group attached to it. I had to quickly look it up because I remember it was injectable. I didn't realize that they have a sublingual or a pill form. I thought that was an injectable form too. So, I couldn't really comment on how much you absorb. You're right though. You know, a big issue that we have with Oral-B, supplements is if you have pernicious anemia, let's say, or, you know, you lack your intrinsic factor ability to absorb your B12 in the parietal cells, you're taking it orally, you won't be able to absorb it, which is why people can't get it from food and beef and things like that, vegetables that B12's in, so we have to inject it. I thought though the methyl version was injectable too, but if you say there's a pill, there's another form of it, I'd like to see how that works, because that's cool.
I can tell you the company, but I'm not at home. I'm in this parking lot right now. But the thing was that I read was there has something to do with blocking CoQ10 enzyme or something like that. But this is liquid form, and it comes in a dropper. I can't think of a. I can call you back later, maybe tell you what makes it, if you'll find out by then.
Yeah, or email me.
Okay, Dr. Dolly, what's your email thing?
Yeah, go to my website at drdahlia.com. Yeah, email it to me because I definitely want to research it, okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate talking to you.
Joe, you rock. Thanks a lot. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of these days, guys, we really should, looks like, spend time on B12 because a lot of you guys are, like Gay was, dealing with neuropathy or dealing with fatigue or there's a variety of things that, you know, many of you guys are taking vitamin B complex for, or B12 specifically, and we were just talking about with Joe B12 supplements. I definitely want to give him more time than we've been able to. I know we're kind of coming up on the last segment, and I got to talk about the whole new mammogram recommendations because those are really important. But I promise we're going to hit the B12, talk to you about why it's important, what foods get you B12, why I want to make sure you guys are taking it in and getting your levels checked, and for what diseases, you should get that checked. Any sort of neurological disease, neuropathy, fatigue, etc., you should be getting blood disorder. You need to be getting a B12 level, as well as a folic acid level, a folate level. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we really haven't had a lot of breast news. You know, usually we're talking about the breasts all month long. But this concerned me, and the American Cancer Society has released new breast cancer screening recommendations for women at average risk of breast cancer. And this is very, very concerning, all right, to me, okay, as a woman with breasts, okay? And I got two of them, so I'm doubly worried. They say women should undergo regular screening at age 45. So none of this baseline between 35 and 40, none of this, you know, every 2 years at age 40. When you are 45 years old, that's when you start. And people will say, all right, well then, you know, okay, so you'll just do your monthly breast exams before then if you have a lump. No, they recommend against monthly breast exams as well. They don't recommend that either. They think that's a lot of false positives. Women will freak out, feeling a lump or bump. And so those aren't... You see why I'm a little shaky about this? I think there's about 2,000 cases a year of breast cancer under the age of 40 that gets diagnosed. Okay, that's a lot, especially since that's a more aggressive kind. And then there's a larger number between 40 and 45 being diagnosed with breast cancer. All right, most breast cancers, the average age is above 55. So you're like, all right, well, Dahlia, let's read more. Okay, so you start screening at 45, and then what happens? Well, they recommend, and again, I'm a huge fan of the American Cancer Society. It's just I need to, you know, complain when I need to complain. They say women 45 to 54 should get their mammogram every year. So boom, 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 okay? Then, once you're 55, go to every couple years. If you want to screen annually, you can. But we're going to start transitioning you to every couple years when you're over age 55. Okay, you see why my panties are all up in a bunch? My bra strap is already twisting. They say if you want to get annual screening, we still should have the opportunity at age 40. So, and the reason why they're saying this is they know insurance companies are going to take a look at this and go, oh, all right, great, we're not going to cover it until 45. All right, so they did specifically say if a patient wants to do it, they can. They say women should continue screening mammography as long as their overall all health is good and if they have a life expectancy of 10 years or longer. So rather than saying, well, we'll stop at age 65 because we don't know if women are going to live, you know, into their 70s, that now there's no age cutoff. They're not, which I like, okay? You know, some women are living till their 90s. So, you know, if you have, you know, in your family, you know, women are living till they're 95, all right, and you're 80, and, you know, you want a mammogram, technically, according to this, you could still get one, okay? All right. I know a foot x-ray for me would do the trick, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know what I'm going to look like when I'm 80. So here's my beef with it, okay? Mammograms are beautiful tests. I prefer the 3D mammogram. I really like MRI. But many of you guys can only get the basic mammogram. Well, how accurate is that mammogram? I mean, are mammograms really that accurate? Okay, I mean, they're good. But the reason why a lot of times we pick up breast cancer, okay, isn't just, you know, you walk in and it's full blown. It's the radiologist see a change. They go, you know what, okay, I'm looking at the ones from 2012 and then 2014, and now 2015, this looks different. You see how it looks different over these last three? That is how early breast cancer is found. I don't want you waiting 2 years between 55 and 57, right? I mean, 2 years is a long time for breast cancer to grow. Because remember, your mammogram is not 100%. So you can have breast cancer. I mean, the mammogram doesn't prevent breast cancer. It takes a picture. And if you have breast cancer, if you have a couple abnormal cells starting, the mammogram may not pick it up. If you have a lump, if you have changes and tenting and issues going on with the breast tissue, mammograms are pretty good at picking that up, but it has to be at a macro level. It can't be at a micro level. So what do? Well, we can't do a lot from a micro level, so to speak, until we come up with a blood test that picks up antigens. But what we do is, okay, well, we'll do serial mammograms and see if we pick it up. But Dr. Dahlia, this is ridiculous. There's so much radiation. We're doing too many mammograms. Well, then fine. Let's start making recommendations for MRIs. There's less radiation then. You do an MRI. And maybe I would probably allow an MRI every couple years as opposed to mammogramming every year. I like the MRI so much that maybe I would be okay with the every 2 year recommendation if you're getting MRIs. So, you know, this is something where luckily the American Cancer Society said, look, depends on what you want and your risk. You and your doctor or medical provider should decide this. All right, guys, don't forget the Monster Mash Car Bash at Charleston and Rainbow for New Horizons. Great car show, great fun, great candy. See you there. To the little white church, take me down to the little white church.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.